Well, what's it mean for you to be in that post?
Well, this year is a year of transition for the church. Our previous pastor had left us in November, so we currently have an interim pastor who came in January, and he's here helping us form a transition team and dealing with the aspects of what happens in that transition time between pastors. One of the things the congregation has to do is come up with a congregational profile, which is what we as a congregation feel our needs are for the church and where we want to progress forward on that. So that takes a lot of time and commitment on not only the president, but the council itself and other parishioners who are willing to step in and help out. And then from there, once that is done, the congregational profile, then the bishop gives us possible candidates, and we put together a call committee then who goes through that, and you go through this whole process of, you know, seeing who is the best fit for what we say we need as a congregation. So a lot of work goes in during a transition period for any church, yeah, it takes a little bit of work. We've got a good council to work with, and that makes a difference when you have others that are helping you out in the process.
Yeah, so and do you have any kind of time frame for when the next permanent person might come in? Or?
Well, it depends. We're hoping to be done with our transition work within the next 2 or 3 months, and then it could be hopefully by next spring, okay. Have somebody else in, maybe a little bit early. It's hard to tell, as with any pastor's position nowadays, it doesn't make any difference, Lutheran, Presbyterian, whatever. There's definitely a shortage of pastors around. So trying to find the perfect fit and finding someone to come in will take some time.
Okay, yeah. I imagine things, do they look different post or COVID world that we're in right now?
I mean, I think so. That's been a big issue on all of what's happening is because this of the COVID and the basic shutdown and things like that for a couple years trying to, you know, get back to what we were doing and improve on, you know, what's happening. The COVID definitely has slowed down what's happening in all congregations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else is on the horizon for the Petersburg Lutheran Church? Any other new programs that are?
We have one thing that's on the horizon in November is our Good Beginnings program. Mm-hmm. Will be 25 years old this coming November, the first school year that we had little ones in that program was 1997 to 98 school year. So trying to do a nice celebration of recognizing that program and how it's continued to help preschool kids in Petersburg.
Wow, it's hard to believe it's that long, and those kids are well grown up by now.
Definitely. So. Some of the kids who probably were there are now serving on the board for that. And yeah, that was very insightful for the group of people who got together to get that started, and we want to keep that process going.